All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And this is a show where we talk about life issues, mental health related in particular, from a holistic perspective in particular. And when I say holistic, I'm talking about body, mind, and spirit, a sense of balance between what's going on in our minds and how our body is communicating to us and how the impact of our thoughts and mind affect us physically, and how, whatever you want to call it, whether it's spirit, soul, that intuitive energy, the heart space, how that really is an important component in finding a sense of balance in our lives so that our relationships, our jobs, our health, finances, all that are much easier to flow through. And so tonight, this is a live call-in show. And if you're listening and want to participate or have a question about tonight's topic, which I'll get into in a moment, or anything else dealing with mental health issues, if you need some guidance, the toll-free number is 1-877-900-5369, 877-900-5369, and if you're local in the Phoenix area, it's 602-277-5369. I don't have a guest tonight, so those of you who are listening, feel free to call in and be my guest. Now, tonight's topic is leadership. Are you a leader or a follower? And actually, I got intrigued about this for a lot of reasons, actually. Last week's Parade magazine had a really interesting article called Could You Be a Leader? By Daniel Goleman. Leadership is not about who's smarter or tougher, but about the qualities we all have or can work on, is the subtitle there. And another major quote from there is, leaders inspire us by touching our feelings. That's true whether they had a company, a classroom, or a local church group, or a country, or whatever. So my first question to all of you listening is, do you see yourself as a leader? And do you get confused sometimes because it seems like others see you as a leader and turn to you as a leader? Even if you don't have the self-esteem or don't look in the mirror and see that for yourself, sometimes there are natural abilities in some of us that just seem to come out and inspire people, bring confidence to others, and we need to embrace those things and see what can be done to develop them, because if you're not really connecting with something that is naturally a part of you, then the world's missing out on another leader. And God knows there are plenty of leaders out there that are causing a great deal of destruction. There always have been through history, whether it's a Hitler or whatever. You know, the Taliban, Osama bin Laden, whether there are Palestinian leaders in Hamas that are causing destruction, or Israeli leaders that are causing destruction. There are people who are always looking to be inspired by the dark side, and that can be a very dangerous thing, as we've seen throughout history. But in the midst of all that, there are leaders that clearly are coming from a light place. And thank goodness throughout history, that always seems to have won out, whether it's even leaders that emerged amongst the inmates in the concentration camps during World War II, whether they were leaders like a Churchill or an FDR, that really inspired entire nations to mobilize and focus on a goal that was won in the end, whether it is leaders like our presidents, we can look throughout history, even the issue of Bill Clinton, that in the midst of all of his insanity and behavioral problems and sexual problems, was still an incredibly inspiring leader to a lot of people. And yet we look at the current occupant of the White House, and a lot of people, including myself, wonder how he ever got in there, but that's another story. But even when he is trying to act as a leader, sometimes it comes through. Sometimes he looks like a deer on the road with headlights coming towards him. So the question there is, you know, what are the qualities of a true leader? How do people really become inspiring? And the article in Parade Magazine offers a leadership skills gauge in terms of rating yourself. And there are 12 items here I'm going to read, and just give yourself some thought about where you fit on this, whether you fit this seldom, occasionally, often, or frequently. Number one, I am aware of what I am feeling. Number two, I know my strengths and weaknesses. Number three, I deal calmly with stress. Number four, I believe the future will be better than the past. Number five, I deal with changes easily. Number six, I set measurable goals when I have a project. Number seven, others say I understand and am sensitive to them. Number eight, others say I resolve conflicts. Number nine, others say I build and maintain relationships. Number 10, others say I inspire them. Number 11, others say I am a team player. Number 12, others say I helped to develop their abilities. Now, if you hear those, the first six, obviously, are how you perceive yourself, your strengths, weaknesses, how you deal with stress. But it's not just about, none of that stuff is really about intelligence. The second six are how others perceive you. Like I said earlier, maybe you're not aware of it, but you hear often that people really appreciate the way you help mediate things or how you seem to build relationships and are inspiring in maybe the things you do or what you say. All of that comes together to make for good leaderships. The one thing that is very clear is that leadership is not necessarily the valedictorian of the class. There are a lot of people who are extremely intelligent in corporations and do maybe amazing research and know everything there is to know about something and then get promoted into management and the department falls apart. Why? Because intellectually they may have all the knowledge they need, but emotionally they don't connect, they don't build relationships. Intimacy is a part of this, a sense of honesty and integrity about who we are, about our own weaknesses and strengths, a sense of humanity that we project instead of individuals that intellectually have so much going on for them but have a difficult time with the emotional body. Remember, this is about a holistic thing. Even leadership is about balance and holistic. Understanding your feelings, expressing your feelings, not being overwhelmed by them, creating a sense of safety for people around you to feel what they're feeling, to think things through, to deal with crises, to inspire people. And so, again, that is a holistic approach to things. body, mind, and spirit. If you look at someone like Mayor Giuliani, who, I mean, a lot of people, as he was nearing the end of his term as mayor, were not overly impressed with the guy. He caused a lot of conflicts and things like that throughout the city, ruffled a lot of groups' feathers, and yet, when the crisis arose, he spoke with conviction and from the depths of his own heart in a way that resonated with our own unspoken feelings. And that's a quote from this article by Daniel Goleman. In other words, something within him put his head aside and understood his own pain and spoke it. And all of a sudden, people could relate to their leader. And like Giuliani, great leaders move us deeply. The article goes on to say, they inspire us by touching our feelings. Leadership works through the emotions. And what makes a leader shine looks much the same whether he or she heads a major company, runs the corner store, or leads the Wednesday night church group. So what we're talking about here is the difference between intelligence and what is called emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is defined as an adeptness at managing ourselves and our interactions with others, which is not school smarts. I'll say it again. Emotional intelligence is how skilled you are at managing yourself and your interactions with others. And, you know, this may explain why people who are only average students in school can blossom into leaders later in life. So when we're talking about leadership, it's not necessarily the people who have the most information. It's the people, I believe, who are the most real. People who can speak from the heart, speak about and from their own emotional reaction to a situation, and inspire a sense of hope that things can be worked through. Again, whether it is a company, whether it's a country, whether it's a project you're working on in school. And I think it's important that we take a look at the fact that we always say that certain children are just natural leaders. They seem to be in the schoolyard and they seem to be organizing things. It's no different whether it's an adult or a child. That child in the schoolyard that seems like the natural leader are inspiring the other kids, making them feel safe. So, when we come back from this break, we will talk more about the qualities of a good leader and more destructive leaders, and we're going to talk about leadership in children as well as teenagers. So stay tuned.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
With the anointing of Christ and the spiritual gifts of healing and miracles flowing through Him to you, Reverend Larry Foote of Graceland Ministry brings you to his show, The King, every Sunday evening, 5:30 to 6 p.m. on AM 1100 KFNX, where you can listen to a host of uplifting gospel music, listen to Reverend Foote while he brings you the uncompromised Word of God and how it brings deliverance of the spirit, soul, and body as being made whole. If you have questions of your own salvation or want to lend your own insight on how the Lord has worked miracles in your life, Reverend Foote also invites you to call in on his show, The King, where you can convey your own thoughts and feelings of God. Join Graceland Ministries as Reverend Larry Foote shows you through his show, The King, how the Word of God can fill you with all the blessings that can be yours.
Imagine the awesome power of a raging waterfall, the intensity of a 22-foot rogue wave. Brace yourself. We've packed that power into Listerine Pocket Pack strips. Each tiny strip dissolves instantly, killing germs to give you a clean mouth feeling anytime, anywhere. You do have some with you now, don't you? Cool Mint Listerine Pocket Packs kill the germs. Feel the clean.
I'm Heavy D. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You receive a very disturbing phone call, only to find out that someone you love or care about has been seriously injured in a car accident, all because of a drunk driver. Now, I understand that your lifestyle is your business, but when you drive drunk, you become everybody's business. You want to have fun? Pick a designated driver.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Talk to our expert hosts. Call toll-free 877-900-5369. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Tonight's topic is about leadership. Are you a leader or a follower? And the basic premise about all of this tonight is that everyone can learn to be a leader. I don't believe, I do believe that while some people have natural abilities that come through very easily without the blocks, that they seem to just express that confidence and ability to see things in terms of solution. I believe everybody has that ability. Some of us, just like with any other issues in our lives, need to unlearn the beliefs that we've been taught that diminish our sense of confidence in our ability to do these things, our sense of empowerment it has been diminished because of the beliefs that we have or because of the way we were treated as kids or because of the examples we had in adults around us where we were taught to repress these natural abilities. I believe that all of us naturally are alight, and even when we're talking about leadership abilities, that it's within all of us to develop the skills that we're talking about tonight. All of us. So this article, Could You Be a Leader, in Parade Magazine this past week, June 16th, by Daniel Goleman, gives a really interesting example, getting back to the World Trade Center. He writes, these abilities shine through in any effective act of leadership. He's talking about the skills that I was talking about earlier. Take another event on September 11th on an elevator in the World Trade Center. After a hijacked plane slammed into Tower 1, the power went out, stopping the elevators cold. There were 6 men in one elevator, mostly executives, and a window washer carrying his bucket and a squeegee on a pole. The men tried to figure out what to do. Who led the way to a solution? The window washer, whose name was Jan Demcher. Demcher realized the men could use the pole on his squeegee to pry open the elevator doors, and he directed the others in helping him. But as they finally pried open the doors, they faced a thick wall with a giant number 50 on it. Their elevator, they realized, wasn't expressed. It had no stop at the 50th floor, and so no opening. Undaunted, the window washer again took the lead. Demcher used the sharp edge of the squeegee handle to scrape away at the wall. Under his direction, the men took turns at the wearisome task. They scratched a hole through three layers of drywall before breaking through to their freedom, surviving to tell the tale. That day, Jan Demcher emerged not just as a hero, but also as a leader. And in his display of self-confidence, initiative, optimism, and teamwork, he demonstrated several of the traits that marked the very best leaders. I'm going to read that last sentence again. And in his display of self-confidence, initiative, optimism, and teamwork, he demonstrated several of the traits that mark the very best leaders. So, again, here you had, in very trying situation, like the World Trade Center, executives who are basically at a loss of what to do, and you know, who we would think would be powerful leaders and come up with all these ideas, and we would normally think of the window washer as the follower, someone who's not achieving, and yet naturally the elements were a part of him. And the truth be known, that it's rather elitist to think that certain jobs naturally elicit leadership skills or more power and authority than others. And my guess would be from this experience that the window washer more than likely through organizations, whether it's church groups or wherever he belonged, probably was a leader, was looked to by others, maybe just his family. There's leadership on all levels and in all forms. Nothing is more or less important. Leadership is leadership. Love is love. And this applies to everything. So when we're looking at these skills, everything can be changed. Leaders are made, they're not born, as I said earlier. And that change is usually difficult and forced at first. In other words, if you're trying to develop that initiative, if you're trying to develop the traits that I read just a moment ago, like the self-confidence, optimism, and teamwork, if it's not a natural part to you, just like anything in therapy, initially when you're trying to make changes in your life, in your belief systems, in your behavior patterns, it usually is difficult and forced at first because it's unfamiliar. It doesn't feel natural because it's not what you've been naturally bred and programmed for. So even though it's a very positive thing, if it's counteracting the negative thoughts that you've been, you know, working with and living by, like I'm not good enough or I'm inadequate or I'm weak, and you're trying to develop these qualities and traits that really are saying I am strong, I have initiative, I'm confident, I'm a natural leader, it will feel forced at first. It will be difficult at first because it's just not a familiar place to be until over time and practice and constant reminders, like you would if you were using affirmations, it becomes more and more of a natural part of who you are and how you operate. And this is how we change. And this is how you can be made into a leader, even if you don't think you were born to be a leader. All of us have that ability. So think for a moment about some part of you that you really would like to change, some part of you that you feel is a weakness, a liability. And try to imagine during this break actually expressing that positive quality. And we'll talk about that when we come back after this break, so stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Echo Magazine keeps you up to date on gay and lesbian issues and events that should matter to everyone. This award-winning bi-weekly magazine provides news, features, and editorials that are written almost entirely by locally based professional journalists. Plus, their website, www.echomag.com, is updated daily with hot news and information. Distributed at over 150 newsstands, street boxes, bars, and businesses, Echo Magazine keeps Arizona's GLBT community connected with news, arts and entertainment, health, and more. Echo Magazine is also a proud sponsor and participant of the Joe Amico Radio Show on AM 1100 KFNX. Tune in Thursday evenings at 10 for the Echo Magazine Weekly News Update. For more information on how to get your free copy of Echo Magazine, call 602-266-0550 or go to their website at www.echomag.com. That's 602-266-0550 or visit echomag.com.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Joyful Living, a nonprofit educational corporation, is dedicated to assisting people to love themselves to peace, which we believe is the key to health, happiness, success, and world peace. We reach our goal by serving the public in areas of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual growth. We appreciate tax-deductible donations, sponsorship or advertising to support our radio show, and other educational projects, including the donation of self-help books, tapes, cards and posters to other nonprofit organizations, and continuing education classes for professionals and anyone interested in healing and living in joy. Contact us at helene@sedona.net. That's H-E-L-E-N-E at sedona.net. You can also call or fax us at 1-888-NOW-LOVE. That's 1-888-669-5683.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast.
All right, Phoenix, Ryan here with your KFNX weather forecast. 112 for a high today. For the valley this week, continuing to be clear and dry. Breezy on occasion, highs around 110 degrees with overnight lows near 80 here in the Midtown. Around the state currently, 64 in Flagstaff, 66 in Prescott, 85 in Tucson, and at 10:31, 92 degrees right here at KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix.
Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. Tonight's topic is leadership. Are you a leader? And how can you develop the skills to do it if you don't see yourself as such? It's a live call-in show, so if you are so inclined, the toll-free number is 1-877-900-5369, locally in Phoenix, 602-277-5369. There's a book called Leadership is an Art by Max Dupree. And one thing that struck me about Max Dupree's approach to this, leadership as an art, is that there's an entire chapter in here on intimacy. And if you've been listening to a lot of my past shows, you know, I've done many shows on intimacy and relationships and how intimacy, which is a desire for our natural, which is an expression of our natural desire for connection, as I define it, intimacy, an expression of our natural desire for connection, is applied here to leadership roles, which basically fits my definition of intimacy, which, you know, as a leader, we have this natural flow and desire to connect with whatever group or individuals that we are in a leadership position with, or whatever company, that there's a real genuine sense of connection that we have to the job, to the government, to whatever it is we're dealing with. And in this chapter, Max Dupree writes, intimacy is at the heart of competence. It has to do with understanding, with believing, and with practice. It has to do with the relationship to one's work. Being an effective department supervisor on a manufacturing floor is fundamentally different from giving seminars about it. In the same way, war games are different from battle. Those who have been there know the heightened sense of reality and unreality and the odor of fear and risk and death. Only the heart-pounding experience of battle can bring that intimacy. Those of you who have had real experience with machinery and equipment and even buildings know that they have personalities of their own. Intimacy with a job leads one to understand that when training people to do a job, one needs to teach not only the skill of the job, but the art of it as well. And the art of it always has to do with the personality of both the operator and the machine. Intimacy is the experience of ownership. This often arises out of difficulty or questions or exasperation or even survival. Beliefs are connected to intimacy. Beliefs come before policies or standards or practices. Practice without belief is a forlorn existence. Managers who have no beliefs but only understand methodology and quantification are modern-day eunuchs, he writes. They can never engender competence or confidence. They can never be truly intimate. Functionally and technologically, we are concerned with intimacy. We should be concerned with intimacy when we design the organizational structures, which, after all, are the roadmaps that help us work together. Intimacy concerns us personally, professionally, and organizationally. Intimacy with our work directly affects our accountability and results in personal authenticity in the work process. A key component of intimacy is passion. He goes on, and I think you get the point, that to have a sense of true connection to whatever it is you're doing, whether it's a company, whether it's a project, whether it's a government, that there has to be a sense of passion, there has to be that sense of intimate connection and belief in what you're doing and why you're doing it. Otherwise, it's near impossible to be the kind of leader that is truly inspiring. And again, whether we look at governments, whether we look at our families, you know, we've seen parents who truly inspire their children. We've seen parents that use intimidation to move them along. The parents that truly inspire their children are leaders, and in a sense, they're teaching their kids leadership qualities. Again, Dupree writes, intimacy rises from translating personal and corporate values into daily work practices, from searching for knowledge and wisdom and justice. Above all, intimacy rises from and gives rise to strong relationships. Intimacy is one way of describing the relationship we all desire with work. When we're talking about intimacy again, we're talking about a spiritual connection too. So that we rise above the conflicts that We rise above what people say can't be done. We see solution. We're able to intuitively get in touch with the end results. We see the goals and we see how to get there. And we're inspiring because we feel the passion and connection to it. And so people tend to follow us. I remember when I was hired actually by Marianne Williamson and the board of directors of the first Center for Living here in Los Angeles back in 1987. It was an amazing place. It was a place where people could come who were diagnosed with potentially life-threatening illnesses, whether it's AIDS or cancer or anything. It was a place for people to come whose loved ones were diagnosed, and they received everything from counseling to body work to just a place to hang out that had a great garden and backyard and nice living room, all that sort of stuff. And I believe that I was a good leader of that organization. I was told that by a lot of people. And it was mainly a volunteer organization. All the support staff, all except for a couple, all of the services that were provided by volunteers. And basically, I'd like to take a look back and say that one of the things that made me a good leader was a sense of appreciation for the people that were showing up there and volunteering, a sense of compassion and an ability to really listen to what the needs were of the people that were walking in needing the services. One of the philosophies that I had about it, which not a lot of nonprofit organizations really take, is we don't say no. And I instilled that in a lot of the volunteers and the staff. And basically what I meant by that is it doesn't mean we could be everything to everyone. But if someone came in and needed something, I would have the volunteers, or the volunteers instinctively started trusting themselves to get on the phone and see who they could find that could either provide the service that the particular client was needing or find the organization that was already set up to do it and not stop until we had some place to refer them to or somebody that we could set up to come in to meet with them at the Center for Living. And the most difficult thing, I believe, for anybody when they're in that situation of a diagnosis or their own grief or fear is to keep giving them the runaround. And most of you listening can know that you've picked up the phone and you've needed something and someone says, well, we can't help you with that. Why don't you try this and this? Why don't you call them? Or they just don't give you any place to go. It's very frustrating, very demoralizing. And it's hard enough for most people to ask for help. But what became inspiring for a lot of people, people who really appreciated the center, was the fact that they knew that the volunteers were excited enough about what they were doing, and being of service, being the cornerstone of it, that they would keep asking, they would keep making phone calls, that they would keep coming in to me or someone else around to say, this is what the need is. Can we provide it? Or who do you suggest I call? So nobody was just turned away saying, sorry, we can't help you. The leadership that I think I was providing there became infectious in a very positive sense, because what happened is a lot of the volunteers who thought they were there as volunteers and in a sense followers started developing a lot of joy and confidence in their own ability to think beyond the limitation of, gee, the center doesn't provide this. Instead, it was, we're going to find a solution here. And I started seeing a lot of people just deal with the joy of following through on their own, seeing what the end result they needed, and finding a path to get there on their own. So stay tuned. We're going to take another break here and get back on the path we've been talking about with leadership.
tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
The mortgage people are changing the traditional mortgage experience. They're making them fast, affordable, and most importantly, stress-free. Knowledge and communication is the key to making a loan transaction or home purchase go smoothly. And their goal is to do whatever they can to make your life easier during that process. The mortgage people have structured their company to not only provide excellent customer service, but also to educate, inform, and consult. Every client's situation is unique. You need options to truly know what's best. Call them at 602-241-2582 for more information about how they can help you with your home purchase, refinancing, debt consolidation, home improvement, and more. That's the Mortgage People at 602-241-2582. Prepare for the future.
Echo Magazine keeps you up to date on gay and lesbian issues and events that should matter to everyone. This award-winning bi-weekly magazine provides news, features, and editorials that are written almost entirely by locally based professional journalists. Plus, their website, www.echomag.com, is updated daily with hot news and information. Distributed at over 150 newsstands, street boxes, bars, and businesses, Echo Magazine keeps Arizona's GLBT community connected with news, arts and entertainment, health, and more. Echo Magazine is also a proud sponsor and participant of the Joe Amico Radio Show on AM 1100 KFNX. Tune in Thursday evenings at 10 for the Echo Magazine Weekly News Update. For more information on how to get your free copy of Echo Magazine, call 602-266-0550 or go to their website at www.echomag.com. That's 602-266-0550 or visit echomag.com.
The 5th Annual Men's Expo is coming.
Boys will be boys.
The boys are back in town.
Big boys will be big boys along with their toys at the 5th Annual Men's Expo. Don't miss it as the Phoenix Civic Plaza is converted into the largest men's mall in the world. Everything a man has ever dreamed of owning.
Or a woman has ever wanted her man to own.
See every toy in the world so a man can touch, feel, and play with the objects of his desire.
Boys are back in town.
Boys and their toys.
Pool tables, jet skis, pools and spas.
Clubs, balls, bats, putting greens.
Scuba gear, bicycles and fitness machines.
Stereos, jewelry and cool RVs.
Furniture, health food and big screen TVs.
Hunting, fishing, outfitting and tailors.
Planes, boats, cycles and trailers. Big boys and their toys is huge.
The Men's Expo. Sponsored by Tribune Newspapers and Scottsdale Magazine. This Friday, Saturday and Sunday at Phoenix Civic Plaza.
If you would like to learn more about how to rid illness from your life naturally, attend a free health seminar. That's right, free health seminar hosted by Paige Matisse, neuropathic nutritionist. Thursday, June 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Best Western Grace Inn on Interstate 10 and Elliott.
Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Tonight's topic is leadership. Are you a leader? And we've been talking a lot about the qualities of leadership and the effects of a good leader as opposed to a destructive leadership. There's another book about this called Love and Profit, The Art of Caring Leadership, by James Autry. And in there he has a chapter that differentiates between authority and power. And the chapter is called Learning the Truth About Power. And I'm going to read a page or two to you. I used to think the company could give me power. My boss could just say, Autry, you're promoting you. We're promoting you to the head of the editorial group, which means, of course, you now have what you've always wanted, power. I'm not sure why I had wanted power or what it really meant to me, except this. It meant power over others, power to get people to do what I said was right rather than what they thought was right. It took me a long time to realize that the company could give me only authority, not power. and those two are not even close to being the same thing. The purpose of authority has to do more with influence and less to do with power. There is power, of course. A lot of power in our society accrues to those with money or with access to money. Power accrues to some elected officials, and power does indeed accrue to managers, but it does not come from where most managers think it comes from. The management challenge is not in getting the people to be the way you want them to be. It is in getting them to do what you know they must do to accomplish the shared goals of the group. As Tom Gould, CEO of Yonkers, a chain of department stores in the Midwest, says, while you can control a small, finite number of people, you can influence an infinite number. And I'm going to read that again because I think that is a really important thing to remember. While you can control a small, finite number of people, you can influence an infinite number. A manager must understand this about power and control. Power comes only from the people you manage. They give it to you because they trust you to use it well. And if you don't use it well, they take it away from you, and you'll hardly know it happened. That's also hopefully what happens with our government in elections. If someone's not using their power well, then they're not reelected. Autry goes on to say, I had to test my power several times before I realized where it came from. The test went like this. In a meeting one day, I said, okay, folks, I want you to go out and do this thing just the way I say. But Jim, they answered, it won't work. Take my word for it, I said, it'll work. They continued to resist, so I finally said, just do it as I said, you'll see. Guess what? In a few days, they came back and, standing almost limp-wristed, said something like, gee, Jim, we tried it just the way you said, and it didn't work. I was telling this story over dinner to a friend who is CEO of a major financial institution. In response, he told me how he finally had learned the power versus influence lesson. The subject was operating hours. My friend felt his company's hours of operation should expand to be of more service to the customer, but the idea of expanded hours threatened to be so disruptive that he ran into great resistance from the company offices. They came up with every conceivable reason not to do it, from cost to morale, he said, so I had to try patience. I started asking, how can we serve our customers better? And the staff would come up with good ideas. We'd implement those ideas, then I'd ask again, how can we serve our customers better? And they'd come up with more ideas. Finally, I asked, if we are to serve our customers the best we can, what hours must we be open? And the employees began to set the hours. It may take us a year longer to get there, my friend concluded, but when you are staying open 7 days a week, it will be their decision. My friend's wisdom demonstrated a valuable lesson in power and control versus influence. Power and control are illusions that we create for ourselves out of the sense of our authority. Just as we have the illusion that we control our children because we're bigger and stronger, at some point we realize the truth. Our children control their own lives, and all we can hope to do is influence them. I'll say that again. Our children control their own lives, and all we can do is hope to influence them. The same is true with your employees. The power you have is the willingness and commitment of your employees to carry out your goals or vision. And they have that commitment because they trust you to lead them in the right way. You do not have the power to force them to do well the things they don't agree with. Power versus authority. So we're going to take our final break here and come back for a few final words. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
School psychologists are hard to find. That's why Hunt Psychological Services, LLC, is here to meet the special education and psychological needs of both children and adults. Treva Hunt, the owner and executive director, is a certified school psychologist, a member of the National College Review Board, an international speaker, and adjunct professor for Northern Arizona University. Hunt School Psychological Services provides multicultural assessments, psychological evaluations, educational consultation, and employee training on such topics as cultural awareness, academic motivation, ADHD, and behavioral management. Reliable, confidential, up-to-date, and professional. For more information, please call 623-487-7947. That's Hunt Psychological Services, LLC, 623-487-7947.
UN.
Over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefits.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard,
you can.
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you would like to learn more about how to rid illness from your life naturally, attend a free health seminar. That's right, free health seminar hosted by Paige Matisse, neuropathic nutritionist, Thursday, June 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Best Western Grace Inn on Interstate 10 and Elliott.
Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist here in Los Angeles, and tonight we've been talking about leadership. Are you a leader or a follower? And we've covered a lot of characteristics of what I believe makes an effective leader and sometimes a not so effective leader. And in all that's been going on in the world today, we could look at our own leaders and see where they've really risen to the occasion, where they have confidence in their own abilities or don't have confidence in their own abilities, when they're able to inspire through their actions and not just their words. And we know politicians are very good at using words, but not necessarily having the sense of commitment, but just feeling that those words are opportune to use. And so the one thing I'd like to leave you with is some thoughts. A good leader has special gifts and is aware of them and has a sense of integrity about how to use them, really knows the difference between manipulation and inspiration. And I think that's an important aspect of it. I think a lot of leaders that have misused their skills and abilities know how to use it to manipulate, to get what they want, to get reelected, to get, like Hitler, manipulated an entire country to do tremendous devastation. We see terrorists being trained starting from childhood in this country and all around the world. And I'm not just talking about the fundamentalist terrorists in the Middle East that are suicide bombers. I'm talking about terrorists that are being trained to hate. And that's basically what terror is about, people who have been taught to hate and to act out on that hate, whether they're Jewish or Muslim, Christian, it doesn't really matter. All of the above are teaching hatred and doing it in the name of God. Those are not effective leaders in terms of helping to raise the vibration and consciousness of this planet. And yet some of them have special gifts and they're misusing them. A special leader, a good leader, also enables others to express their own gifts, that their ego is not so involved in them being the ones who get all the accolades and all the credit. But an effective leader is one that can really acknowledge the efforts made by the people that are learning from them. And if you look at any company, there are leaders, any successful company that has a sense of consciousness that's not being destructive, that's giving something back to the world and to this planet. It's a company that acknowledges the people that work for it, that know how to say thank you, that know how to encourage free expression, and people who have ideas that they can try out and not be made wrong. Countries and governments can do the same when they really listen to the people. When environmentally, if we look at even in this Bush administration, that I read in the paper today that there are conservative Republicans who are resigning en masse from the environmental agency because they don't agree with the policies. We're talking about conservative Republicans disagreeing with their own boss, that they see that the greater good of what's going on in this planet is not being carried out. So a government, a company, a religious organization that really honors and acknowledges the skills and the insights and the opinions and the challenges faced by all people involved, really build them up so that all of a sudden what's happening is leaders are growing from the masses within that organization or government, that the egos of those leaders are not threatened by the fact that strength is coming from below them and walking beside them. It's an important aspect of who we are and how we relate to one another. So thanks for tuning in tonight. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tell the truth faster. Thank you.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.